The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward-Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. We are here because of Ebenezer. Thus far the Lord has brought us. Thus far the Lord has brought us. Hallelujah. Once again, shake your neighbor's hand and congratulate him for 2018. Say, well done, well done, well done. I know it's not you, but well done anyway. Well done. Well, please give Auntie B some volume. Give Auntie B some volume. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. It's a wonderful day, isn't it? This is the day the Lord has made. We can say this is the year the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. By beginning of 2019, we will still be singing. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for a wonderful day. This is the first Sunday of the year 2018. All we can say is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You have been good to us. You have been kind to us. You have been generous to us. All we can say is thank you. 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 Our thank you is not even enough for what you have done in our lives and also for what you are going to do. We bless you for today. We ask you to be glorified in our lives as you share your word today and as we begin this year 2018. We are beginning with you. We say rule and reign in our hearts and be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. It's in our time for so. Hallelujah. It's a good day. And it's a good year. I can feel that it's a good year for everybody here. Amen. Hallelujah. And today is the first Sunday. And I'm going to read a passage of scripture to you. A long passage of scriptures, but I want you to listen to every one of it. After I finish reading the scriptures, and then I'm going to pray with you. This morning, as I sat in my office just a few minutes ago, God told me to anoint you with oil for the year 2018. It's an oil of preservation. It's an oil of prosperity. This year is the year of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Is the goodness of the Lord. A year of good things. Somebody say amen. Your year of good things is here. Any good thing you can imagine. The Bible says that you evil even know how to give good gifts to your children. Bible says, do not be deceived. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Somebody say amen. Amen. How many of you are expecting good things from the Lord this year? Zozo, we are expecting good things from the Lord. God will do it for you. Amen. Elsie, God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. James chapter 1 verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from NDC. What a shock. It's from Nana Adedankwa. Is that where it comes from? Every good and every perfect gift comes from America.
No.
Some of you, your only hope is America. You are waiting for somebody to send this one from America. Or from London. But I'm telling you today, the person may be in America. He needs your help more than you need their help. I'm telling you, you don't know the very poor people in America. The first time I traveled to Germany, in 1988, I remember I was shocked. Lady for the mercy, I was shocked when I got to the train station and I saw white people beggars begging for money. I said, ah, we are told that white people are rich. I didn't know that there were white beggars in life. Honestly, I was very surprised. 1980, that's about 30 years ago, isn't it? I mean, I was actually surprised when I saw beggars at the train station begging me, black man. I was surprised. So I realized that it's not the color of your skin, it's by the God you serve.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm telling everybody here, Bible says that do not be deceived. Put that scripture up again. Every good and perfect gift and every good and every perfect gift is from above. Amen. And come down from the father of lies. Now, you see, the thing is that every good gift is from above. But it doesn't stay above. It comes down. May good things come into your life this time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you can have a storeroom with a lot of good things. But if the store is locked, it's of no use to anybody. God also has good things above. But the Bible said the good things, they come down. May they come down to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 It comes down from the Father of lights. In whom there is no variableness. God does not change. There's no variableness in God. God is constant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says he's the same yesterday, today and forever. Somebody say amen. So if what God did yesterday, he can do it today. He does not change. God is not like your boyfriend. What a shock. Who changed when he got a nice job? One lady told me last week, said the men are wicked though. I said, why? He said, this man, how I have helped him and looked after him when he didn't have a job. Now that he has a job, he says he doesn't want to see my face. What a shock. But God doesn't change. Amen.
Amen.
In whom there's no variableness. There's no variableness. Everything changes. Your face changes. Amen.
Amen.
Your clothes changes. Everything, the dress you wear changes. As you wash it, it changes color. Your shoe changes. Your husband can change. Your wife can change. Your children can change. But God, there's no change with God. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the same yesterday. The same today and forever. If I were you, I would put my trust in God, the God who is constant, the God who is there all the time. The Bible says some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will put our trust in the name of the Lord. Did you say amen? 2018, may you put your trust in the name of the Lord.
2018,
hallelujah. Put your trust in Him. Depend on Him. Your life will never be the same. There's no variableness in God. God always picks His phone when you call Him. Amen. Some people, you call them and they ring, and they are looking at your number and say, this number, I will never pick it. Ringing. And when he turns off the phone, so the number you're calling is out of coverage area. Or that now, it's just in around the corner, not out of any coverage area.
Or that now.
Are you there?
Oh,
but God, every time you call Him, He will pick His phone. There's no change in God. There's no change. There's no. It doesn't vary. Some people, you see, all of us are like that. Sometimes you are happy. I'm so happy to see you. Sometimes something happens in the house. So when you are coming, you're already not happy. So when you see the person that you always see, you don't want to feel like smiling. Because you are a changing person. But for God, there's no changing in God. Clap your hands for the God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He the same. He is the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, He'll be the same. May you depend on Him. Trust in Him. Amen.
Amen.
There's no variableness in Him. And the Bible says that there's no shadow of turning. Bible says there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In other words, He never decides to turn back. Hallelujah. He doesn't turn away from you.
Amen.
May you trust in Him. Now look at a passage of scripture that we are going to be looking at. That is okay, quickly. Look, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. This is very important. I think we can put your Bible here so that we can. Deuteronomy chapter 30. It's an interesting passage. I'm going to pick a few things and then we will talk about it. We'll carry on from there. And it shall come to pass when all these things come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, that thou shalt call them to mind among the nations. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1.
Na sensem nyina Ishane numie a mede mesi wanim yi eba wo so.
All right, verse 2. And shall retain unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey His voice according to all that I have commanded, that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
Na wo san ba urade onyankopon chen. Na wo ne umatie ene ene se de mereche wo ne yi nyina. Makoma nyina ne mokra nyina.
Let's go to verse 5.
Tinum.
It said, and the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers.
Na urade unyankopon de wo beba asase a wo nananom di so no so na wa di so na wa ye wiye na wa ma wa dore achene wo nananom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said God will bring you to the land that he promised.
So do ba asase o she ho bo no so,
and you will possess it.
Na ube di asase
2018, may you possess your blessing.
I said 2018,
everything that God has promised you, may you possess it. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm expecting everybody in this church to have a testimony in
2018.
A big testimony. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Are you here? Bible say, and he will do thee good. God will do you good.
So be your ye.
Tell your neighbor, God will do you good. When someone say, I will do you good, it's a good thing. Amen.
Amen.
May you show.
So be your show.
May God do you good in 2018. He says, and he will do thee good. God will do you good.
Nana,
God will do you good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
Amen.
And multiply you. Whatever you have, may God multiply it. May God multiply our church. May God multiply us. May God multiply your business. If you didn't say amen, then you don't believe it.
I said,
may God multiply your
business.
May God multiply your finances. Your amen is finished, you know.
Oh.
I said, may God multiply your finances.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible said, he will do you good and multiply thee.
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe it?
Ujidi.
May God multiply the shoes that you wear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God multiply the clothes you wear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God do you good. It's a promise for somebody here. It's a promise for somebody here. God will multiply your children. Your spiritual children will multiply. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The work of your hand will multiply. If you have one shop, you open a second shop. Amen.
Amen.
If you have one car, you have another
car.
May God do you good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's carry on. The Bible says so many things, so many things. What a blessing. What a blessing. Look, I promise you, this year the work of your hand will multiply.
Amen.
The work that you do with your hands, it will multiply. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there? Now let's go on down, down, down. Bible says, verse number 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand. Verse 9. Can you believe it? In the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers.
wɔse na wɔyɛ fun mu aba mu ɛne wo mua ɛma mu nyinaa wasaase so aba mu efirisɛ Awurade bɛgye wo bio ama wadi yie sɛdeɛ n'ani gye wo nananom no ɛho.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says all this is for good.
It's
for good. Amen.
Amen.
You look younger than your real age. Your body will not deteriorate. Your body will become young. God will make you young. You are 60 years when they see, they think you are 35.
We are 60, but you are 35.
You are not using any Inco cream. Your face will be smooth.
Amen.
Amen. It is for your good.
Amen.
Amen. And God will rejoice over you for the good. When God sees you, he'll be happy that he has done you so.
He
sometimes when I buy a dress for my wife and she's walking, as if I've forgotten I bought the dress. I intentionally forget. My husband. That is God. I'm rejoicing over my wife for good. May God rejoice over you for good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will fix you. Say amen.
Amen.
Right. Now let's carry on. We are just finishing this passage. And then we pray. Amen. It's going to be a good year, I tell you. I said it's going to be a good year. Amen. Now the verse 10 says, if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn unto the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul.
Amen. Now the wakuma nyina ne wo kra nyina sane ba Awurade wo Nyankopon nche na.
You see all these promises.
O se bo hye nyina.
There is an if.
If.
God wants to multiply you. God wants to do you good. God will preserve you. God will multiply the work of your hand. Now they say that if you will hearken to his voice, there's a clause. If you will hearken to his voice, can I have an amen? You see, God wants to do so much for you, so much in your life, but God will demand you to do something small. You see, what God wants from you is so small compared to what he will do for your life. Somebody say, Bishop, say it again. I will say it again. You see, what God wants to do for you is so big, but what God wants from you is very small. So now God is saying, if you will do this, then I will also do this. God is so big. You are so small. God wants to do big things in your life. Now God says, if you will do this, then I will also do this. Hallelujah. When I look at my children, they don't work. They are students. I want to do things for them. But I also expect something from my children. I expect them to wash the dishes. I expect them to mop the floor. But I want to buy nice clothes for them. I want to pay their school fees. What is mopping the floor compared to school fees? Something small will lead to a big blessing. Somebody say amen. I want to bless them. If you can wash the dishes, if you can mop the floor, then me too, I will do you good. I will multiply your finances. I will give you pocket money. I will buy shoes for you. I will do you good. If you will only wash the dishes. Simple. Is it too big to wash dishes? I ask my children, hey boys, please daddy, we all ate from, go and wash them. Is it a problem? If you will do this, me too, I will do this for you. What I want to do for you is so big. What I expect you to do is very small. If you can keep your part, I will also keep my part. And that's what God is telling you here. God has big plans for you. I said, God has big plans for you. Very big plans. Plans for your marriage. Plans for your business. Plans for your children. Plans for the work of your hand. God has big plans for you. But God says, if you will also do this, if you will do this, if you obey my word, if you come to church, you pray your tithe, stand on it, and one of them will every day wash the dishes, as if I have not seen. As if I have not seen. And he is washing the dishes. And I'm watching the others, watching television, playing games. The one is washing the dishes. So that when I travel, I buy this for this one. So daddy, what about me? I said, I'll be watching. You are watching television. Somebody's washing the dishes. You are watching television. Somebody's mopping the floor. I see it. And the little he did, this is his reward. May God reward you for your little efforts you do in the kingdom. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
There's nothing that you do for God that ever goes in vain. When you come to the frontier with your tithes, holding your tithes, 10 cities, 100 cities, 50 cities, 200 cities, God sees it. It is not small before God. God is saying, I'm testing you. If you can do this, the blessing that is coming on your life is bigger than you can imagine. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Good years are ahead of you. A good year is ahead of you. I said, a good year is ahead of you. If. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. If you serve me, I will bless you. If you serve me, I will lift you up. If you serve me, I will multiply you. If you serve me, I will promote you. May God do amazing things in your life. Are you still in church? Let me continue with this scripture. What a word. What a word. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are still hearing me? Now look at it. The Bible says, I feel so blessed preaching. I don't know about you, but I'm so blessed. Amen. Now look at what God is saying here. He says, I'll make you plenteous in the work of your hand if you will do all these things. Mm-hmm. Now verse 11. For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off.
Verse 11.
It's not difficult. God is not asking you to go and hang yourself. Are you there? God is not saying, go and hang yourself. God is saying, come and serve me. Come every Sunday. Do something in the church. Be an usher. Be a chorister. Do something in the church. Pay your tithe. God is saying that what I'm telling you, it is not too big. It is not too big. When I tell my children, mop the floor. Is it difficult? Is it difficult? Clean the floor, is it difficult? Are you complaining? Is it difficult to wash dishes? You are not going to fetch water from Densu. The tap is running. The tap is running. Five plates. wash it. What the wash of the plate, the plate that will come to you is so big. Is it difficult to wash dishes? Is it difficult to wash dishes? I'm asking, is it difficult to wash dishes? So why don't you, why are you delaying?
I don't know.
Why are you not doing it?
I don't know.
Is it difficult to pay your tithes? Is it difficult? He said that the, what I'm telling you, it's not difficult. But the blessing is so big. If I were you, I would obey God and do His will all the days of my life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said that it is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up and, for us to heaven? In other words, you don't have to go and fetch the water from the river. What I'm asking you to do is not going to heaven and bring it down. And it goes on to the state, neither is it beyond the sea. Do you understand? What I ask you to do is not beyond the sea that you should go and bring it. Eric, do you understand? I mean, Eric, where do you live? Just here. So is it difficult to come to church? Have I asked you to cross the sea? You are not crossing the sea. It's not, you are not crossing the sea. So why can't you do it? We are not, see, it is not beyond the sea. There you say, who can go across the sea? I am an Asante man, I can't swim. What a shock. It's not beyond the sea. It is just here. This is the water. This is the soap. This is the sponge. What the five dishes? Is it beyond the sea? Have I told you, go and buy soap at River Brothers and come and wash? I told you, the soap is here, the water is here, wash the dishes. It's not beyond the sea. So just do it, so your blessing will come to you. I'm telling you here, 2018, as you obey God, God will do you good. God will multiply you. God will increase you. Lift your hand and shout amen. Are you there? I'm so blessed preaching. Now the final, we are getting to the end of this one. Hallelujah. And it says, verse 15, see, I've set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. I have said before you this day, today, it's the 7th of January 2018. God says, I've said before you life and good. Are you there? And then death and evil. So death and evil is here. Life and good is here. Life and good is here. God is saying it's your choice. How your year will end up depends on the choice you make. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm speaking to you. Roland, I'm telling you something. It's in front of you. Life and good is here. Death and evil is here. Why should you go for poison when there's life here? May you choose life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there? I said, are you there? Wow, what a word. Now, the last verse. Let's go all the way down to verse 19. And the Bible says, I call heaven and earth to recall this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live.
Me fre ostro ne asase me di mo edimu ada edimu adanse se me di nkwa ne owo nhira ne no me masimu anim enti fa nkwa na woni wasefo enya nkwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the choice you make today will affect your children. God said, I've said before you life and death. Blessed and cursing. Oh, that you may choose life. If you ask for, I want you to choose life today. Choose blessing. Choose prosperity. Choose the promotion of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Are you here? Ask your neighbor, what are you choosing? What are you choosing? What are you choosing? No, no. Please ask him, what are you choosing? What are you choosing? What are you choosing? Are you choosing death? Are you choosing curses? No! Oh, that you may choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. That you and your children may live. I pray for you. Today, as you promise God, we will choose life. We will choose God. We will choose to serve God. Life is in serving God. How do you choose life? Life comes when you serve God. May you choose God. May you choose serving God. May you choose obeying God. That you may choose life. That you and your children may live. I pray for you. I pray for your children. The choice you make today, may your children be blessed by your choices. May your children be blessed also. You will be blessed. And your children will be blessed. You will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. You will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. You will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. You will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. You will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. You will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Hallelujah. Today, we choose life. We choose life. We choose life. We choose God. We choose serving God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will serve God. We will love God. We are choosing life. We are choosing life. We choose prosperity. In the name of Jesus. This first Sunday. This first Sunday. We promise God. We are choosing life. Nothing will take us away from God. We will serve God. We will follow God. For there's life in it. There's life in serving God. There's life in coming to church. There's life in coming to church. There's life in obeying God. We choose life. We choose life. If you ask us, we choose life. We choose life. We choose the blessing of God. We choose prosperity for us and our children. For us and our children. For us and our children. Shall we all stand up? Lift your hands up and talk to God. Tell God, I will serve you. Today I'm choosing life. Yeah, lift your hands to God. Lift your hands to God. Talk to him. Tell the Lord, I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you. I'm choosing life. I'm following you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Can I have oil for your blessing? Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands up. Talk to God. Today, very special Sunday. Very special Sunday. Talk to him. The Lord, I promise to choose to follow you. I promise from now, for the whole year 2018, I will serve you. I will come to church. I will serve you. I will do your work. 2018 is my year. It's my year of goodness. Goodness. I promise to serve you in the name of Jesus. We lift our hands to you. Korama Shiki Bahatosi. We ask you to bless your children. Bless your people. I want to pray for you very quickly. I want you to come from this side. Come this way. I'm just going to anoint you with oil. Let's have some good worship. Just come. I'm going to anoint you. That your choices will bring blessing to you. Just lift your hands up. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. God told me to anoint you. May you be anointed. Some worship, good worship. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and be blessed. May God be good to you. May God answer your prayer. This first Sunday, I anoint you. I anoint you. Oh, yes. Jesus. Jesus. Do mighty things in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Jesus. Jesus. Get lift your hands up in front here. God bless you. May your life be preserved. May your life be preserved. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. Thank you for your blessing. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May God preserve you. May God watch over you. May God keep you. Be blessed. Be blessed. My daughter, be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Yes, Jesus. Jesus. Then lift your hands up. Thank you, Father. Change your story. Make your story beautiful. Bless. Karo, Shabako, Rabbi Yemoji. Mahandarabako, Rabbi. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your favor. Oh, Carlando, Daddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your power. Bless your daughter, Lord. Say hello, Rababadi. Mahandirimo, Kabandarabasi. Ronda Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I anoint you today. Be blessed. 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 Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabababoshi. Mandarabakabandaroshi. Rabati. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your anointing. Be blessed. May God help you. May God bless you. Oh, everybody lift your voice and sing it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Corrado Tabasso Tariane. Yeah, Tarabo Shiki Bahato. Bandaribo, Shiki Waha, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh Jesus, bless your son, Lord. Arando Rabo, Shabandaraba, Mahandaribo, Rabba Baba, say it, Kabbalah. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Father, for your anointing and for your blessing. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Jesus, for your touch. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Everybody, lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we lift our hands to you this morning. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for every hand that is lifted. I speak life into every hand today. I pray that we and our children shall be blessed. We and our children shall be blessed. 2018, deliver us from accident, from disaster, from the plans of the enemy. We break every plan of the enemy against any life here. In the name of Jesus, I speak expansion to your life. I speak extension of life. I speak the favor of God. May the hand of God be your portion. May God lead you by his spirit and by his mercy. In Jesus' name, may God do you good. May God multiply the work of your hand. May you see blessing in your life. May you see blessing in your health. May you see blessing in your business. What didn't work last year shall work this year. What didn't work last year shall work this year. I declare to you in the name of Jesus, you will see the blessing of God. You will see the grace of God. You will see the hand of God. May God lead you. May God smile upon you. May God be good to you. May God establish his covenant in your life. You will not fail. At the end of 2018, we'll be celebrating. We'll be saying, this is what the Lord has done. We thank you. We bless you. And we honor you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.